Welcome to Gardening in Florida. I'm your host, Annette Weiser, and I recently went to the Florida Native Plant Society and talked to them about Good Citizen's Guide to Natural Florida. You know, you need to know about where you live, and Florida's West Central region has a variety of natural areas to discover. And you really begin to appreciate the diversity when you see native plants in their natural communities. It helps you learn about what to plant in your landscape to make your yard more sustainable. I love when I walk to the beach here in Pinellas County and you see certain flowers and certain plants that are native, and they're growing back now after last year's hurricane. So let's talk about how you can create a Florida, natural Florida landscape. Well, a typical Florida yard has a highly maintained water-thirsty lawn, a row of foundation shrubs, and a tree or two, all managed with insecticides, fungicides, herbicides, and synthetic fertilizers. But no, why don't you transition to what they call a freedom lawn? These other ways cause algae blooms and fish kills, and you can create a chemical-free habitat with native plants and transition your thirsty lawn to a freedom lawn, which has a variety of plants, is mowed less often, and is allowed to go dormant in the winter. Most of the time, these lawns are just as green as the treated ones, but they're safe for your family and pets and wildlife 100% of the time. So removing invasive plants is really important. More than 150 non-native plants have been classified as invasive because they have escaped cultivation, can do significant damage to Florida's natural areas, even though they may seem controlled in your yard. Many invasive plants have been widely planted in home landscapes, so it's important to identify and remove invasive plants to preserve Florida's wild areas and the wildlife that depends on it. Some invasives harm wildlife, such as heavenly bamboo, whose berries kill some migrating birds, like cedar waxwings. You can learn more about this at floridainvasivespecies.org. Your Florida home and garden. To create a natural Florida landscape, you should plant trees and shrubs. Native woody plants add height, color, shade, shape, and texture to the home landscape. They enhance air quality, they cool the air temperature, and again, they're friendly to wildlife with food, nesting sites, and shelter. Plant them in groupings for the best wind resistant and drought tolerance. If your landscape has a lone tree in the lawn, plant more trees and shrubs around it to create a habitat grove. Mulch. Now, this is really important because, oh my, does this help with water-wise? Organic mulch protects the soil from drying out and reduces weeds, but don't pile it against tree trunks. Use sustainable mulches such as chipwood from local tree cutters, rake leaves, or pine needles there. Of the commercially packaged mulches, use those made from invasive trees such as eucalyptus or melaleuca. Don't buy cypress mulch because it's not sustainably harvested. Whole forests, did you know this, are being torn down to make mulch. Again, you need to be a responsible pet owner to create a natural Florida landscape. Pet waste can pollute groundwater and waterways, contaminate water with disease-causing microorganisms. Bag your pet's poop and dispose of it in the trash. Keep cats and dogs indoors or restrained since they can kill or injure wildlife. Don't poison pest animals. This helps protect predators such as hawks and owls from accidental poisoning. Do not use glue traps, which often kill non-target wildlife like birds and other small animals. Again, FWC has a lot of advice about this. Frankly, you know, you have to educate yourself. You have to take responsibility. Reduce, reuse, repurpose, recycle, and don't litter. And then compost organic matter such as yard waste and kitchen scraps helps build and enrich soil to use for gardening and to reduce the volume of waste in our landfills. And, you know, this time of year, it's really important, I think, to also landscape with native plants, but also to create pots that you can move around as needed in the terrible heat and sun. And then remember, when you're landscaping with natural plants, with native plants, and you can get lists of those, there are 2,800 plant species that are native to Florida, and a wide range of readily available native plants tolerate home landscaping conditions. For example, the purple coneflower is a popular pollinator plant in most of North America, is native to only two counties northwest of Tallahassee, and might not be a good choice for other parts of Florida. So you can go online and you can find out more about what plants are best for your area. You can look it up by your area on the West Coast. And finally, you want to limit storm water runoff from your property in order to keep an improved Florida yard. Divert water from your home's downspouts to fill rain barrels or a series of rain gardens. A rain barrel water doesn't kill soil microbes like purified tap water, so it's better for your plants. Rain gardens allow storm water to percolate slowly into the ground instead of running off fast and dirty. And good plants for rain gardens are Jehoon holly, wax myrtle, tick seeds, my favorite, black-eyed Susies, goldenrods, and native rain lilies, ferns, and irises. These plants can tolerate both standing water and drought. Of course, you do want to make sure that you don't create a mosquito bathtub, but we'll talk more about that in the next time. So for Florida Native Plant Society, go to https://fnps.org. And for a retail native plant nursery, you can go to plantrealflorida.org. And if you want to order Florida wild seeds, go to floridawildflowers.com. For gardening in Florida, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Keep on planting.